Friday the 19th of March, Dalad Nissen, Rabbi Yehoshua Meir Freshwater, the replacement for Karbonos today.
This week's Seder, we start Sefer Vayikra. And the Seder starts by explaining the Hilchos HaKarbonos, all the Prutim, the Ktikim, there are any different Karbonos, Oile, Usham, Mincha, Chatos, Karbonos Yuchet. And later on in the Sefer, Karbonos Tzivah, which this is the Busis for Seder Kodeshim. Chazal Darsh on the Pusik Choysen Hoyu Emina Sitechu Choysen Yeshia Is Chochmas V'duas Yiras Hashem Hiyo Yitzudai. It's Medamez on the six Sidudim. Emina is Medamez on Zeruim. Itechu is Moyet. Choysen is Nushim. Yeshia is Nezikim. Chochmu is Kudashim. V'duas is Taz. Behemoth, the Tehillis, which Klal Yisrael had in the Karbonos, Beitzim Tzemalem Asur Desayim, to understand what the immense Tehillis that Tzayi every Yuchid and Tzayi the Tzibah, which they got from the Karbonos. First of all, the Karbonos were Mechapa, Tzayi for the Yuchid. Tzai for the Tzibah. Chazal say Tumet Shal Shacha and Tumet Shal Eir or Mechapa. A person wasn't alone by Yerushalayim. He couldn't spend the night in Yerushalayim, and it should be by Yudei Chet, because the Korban Shal Shacha and the Korban Shal Bein Abayim were Mechapa. The Ketoides, the Chazal say were Mechapa or Lushan Hode. The Big Dekehine, each one was Mechapa on a different Chet. And Bechlal, if a person wanted to have a skarvis to the Bein Shleilam, he would come to the Bissam Mikdash and through the Kabun, he would neider Kabun, through the Kabunis, he would become the skarvis to the Bein Shleilam. As the Swarm explained, the Lushan Kabun, the word Kabun comes from Lushan Skarvis. So, if the Kralisu Nuki Mechet, and the other Skarbus Lebein Shleilam, understand there was a completely different picture, a completely different Kralisu, Bizman, Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, and HaKabunis, to the Acha Chob HaMikdash. Bechlau, the Kabunis, were Moir the Ashurus Ashkene Lemata, because through the Kabunis, the koyches of Oyle Mahazze became a kishe to the Bein Shleilam. Like the Shlua Kudish explained this week said that Zdoimam Tzemaya Chaim Medaba, the Nesuchem and the Menuches came from Tzemayach. The Karbonos were from Chai. And the Mizbayach from Doimim. And the person is a medaber when all these things came together by akruvas akobim, all the whole olam hazeh became the scarf to the shechina. So bepashtis leacha chob mamikdash, we haven't got the whole inyan of Karbonos, we haven't got all the shpua of Karbonos, and mainly the whole inyan of Karbonos is a chakere b'chol yom shiyuvay ad b'yis goy tzedek b'mayu v'yemayni. B'mayle, the limit of Karbonos is also like a thing that's negay l'usid l'uvay. Like the end of Tahad is not negay b'zman hazeh, side the Tahad is not negay b'zman hazeh. For someone who lives in Chitzlur, side this room is not negay b'zman hazeh, because the sides for all, which is negay, which is in Chitzlur, it's also the Tzimis, the Masus, someone's not next to Sul, he's about the Zenin of Limit Atoide. But there's no chiyuv mitzad in order to know the haluchas, als knowing the haluchas in order to know what to do, because it's not the guy for zman hazeh. So the pashtus kudishem, the limit of a kapunis, is in that category of those haluchas. And the Rambam in Parashat Mishnayos, in the end of Menuchas, he says, most people say, it's not important to know the haluchas of kabunis. It's not important to know the plutim of the haluchas. It's not the guy b'zman hazeh. It's a very interesting Rashi, but Metziyah Daf Kif Yidal Dom Advice. The Gemara there tells a story. One of the Amiruim, he met a Yui Anovi, and he asked him, Aluchah ben Gaya, to recite the Taharis. He asked him, how could it be that you are Yui Anovi, you are Kayan? And he asked, because it's Pinchas the Chalui, and you're standing in the Bais HaKudos. You must be Matam yourself. So he asked him, you don't know Aluchah of Shem Yechoi? Shem Yechoi said, Kibra Akim, I am Matamin. Memaile, this is the Bais HaKudos of Goyim. So, how can you not know such a luch? So the Hamoida answered, "Barbu elo yedane, b'shete yedane." In the four sedurim of Shesu Seder Mishnah, which are legaya b'zman hazeh, which I have to know, because if not, I could be nechshal. It's important for me to know these aluches. Even in these four sedurim, I'm not enough booky as I should be. B'shete yedane, you expect me to be a boogie in the six, even in the ones that are not the guy b'zman hazeh. So Rashi explains which are the four sadurim which are the guy b'zman hazeh, and which are the two which aren't the guy b'zman hazeh. Zukt Rashi, Zuim wasn't the guy b'zman hazeh because this Amoy didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, most of Zuim is in the Gaia, because most of Zuim is Tumas, Masus, not the guy b'zman hazeh. He doesn't need to learn. Taharis, it's also not the guy. He's not Nishkakoyen. He's Nishkakoyen. He's not here to know the Shidna Aluchas. Most Aluchas of Taharis in the guy is the guy for a person to come and besmigdish. The Aluchas of besmigdish. Says the guy besman hazeh. So, that's what he answered him. Before the four Sedurim, which I have to know. Which are the four Sedurim? Moyet, Nushim, Nizikim and Kudishim, those I have to know, because those in the Gaibas Manazeh, even those I don't know properly. So you expect me to be a bookie in something which is not the Gaibas Manazeh. So Flekhtar Asher, why is Kudishim the same as Taharis? Why is Kudishim the Gaibas Manazeh? It's Mashmah of the Gemuda. Just that there's a Chiv to know Moyet, to know Hilchas Shabbos, there's a Chiv to know Hilchas Kabunas. Haitun, Sish the Gaibas Manazeh. So Rashi says it's called the guy b'zman hazeh. A gevaltig chiddush in Rashi. It's called the guy b'zman hazeh. Why? So Rashi brings the Gemur Menuchas Daf Kif Yid. The Gemur says there that the Gemur dashes in a pusik. If Tamid Rachumim or Oiskim beHilchas Avoda, they learn the Hilchas Avoda. Mala ani alayhem alayhem keili hikriva b'besamikdash. If Tamid Rachumim or Oiskim beHilchas Avoda. It's the Rebbeinu Shleilam is machshev ki ili hikriva mebes hamikdash, as if there would be makiv the kabunis mebes hamikdash. Memayle says Rashi, it's the guy bezman hazeh. Why? Since it's possible to be makiv kabunis bezman hazeh, in which way? By learning the hilchas kabunis. And the Rebbeinu Shleilam says, whoever learns the hilchas kabunis is ki ili is makiv the kabunis. So it's a guy b'zman hazeh, because if it's possible to be makiv the kabunis b'zman hazeh, we have to be makiv the kabunis b'zman hazeh. The only reason why is kabunis not negah, because there's no bes hamikdash, it's impossible. But if it's possible, there's a chiyuv to learn hilchas avoda. Meile, just there's a chiyuv to learn hilchas Shabbos, because it's a guy b'zman hazeh, there's a chiyuv to learn hilchas kabunis, because it's a guy b'zman hazeh. This is thought, learning Hilchas Kabunas is Keili Yeklivam, is brought down in Chazal, Kama Pumim brought down in Chazal. Rashi just brings down, and Bumetzki brings down one Mama Chazal. There's another Mama Chazal, Usa Mesechtas Menuchas, that whoever learns Toide, says the Shlukish, is Hilchas Kabunas, Keili Yeklivam. It's as if you would be Makivakom. Rova adds on, Rova's Chaylik. Says Rava, whoever learns Hilchos Kabbonis, Ainu Tzudech Leikom V'Loi Mincha. He doesn't need to bring a Kav. The Shlokish says, whoever learns the Torah, Hilchos Kabbonis, is Ke'ili is Makiv Kav. Rava says, no. Whoever learns Hilchos Kabbonis, he doesn't need to bring Ainu Tzudech Leikom V'Loi Mincha. Someone will explain what's a machlokes. The same the Chazal Darsh the Medrash Tanchim in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Zoyis Toyas Waylu, at Mezman with the Biachob, Mamigdash, the limit of Kabunis is Keili Hekiv Kob. And Chazal Darsh the Tegemu Menuches, and Zoyis Toyas Waylu, Kol Aloyim et Parshas Waylu, Keili Hekiv Waylu, et Zatoyis Belam, et Zoyis Toyas Waylu. And Baron Zalekita Torah in Parshas Kedoshim says this, but on the Balatan, it says a small Dvar Torah on the Pusik Vodar to Penai Zuken. But the Gemara you mentioned before, Chochmas Vadas, Vadas is Tadas, Chochmas is Kudishim. So the Kita Torah says Vodar to Penai Zuken. Chazal Darshan, Zuken, in one condition, Zer Shakuna Chochma. Zokn is melamed on chachma. Who's called the zokn? Zeh shekuna chachma. Therefore, if side kudishim is called chachma, as a chazal darshan, chachma is melamed on kudishim. So therefore, zokn is melamed on side kudishim. So he says, "Lo dar to penai zokn." He says that the person should be kavaya limit in the mishnayos, and he says, if a person wants to be boicha limit in the mishnayos, you should be boich aside the Kudishim, to be booking aside the Kudishim, because it's mechap ala benois of Shaluda. And that's what them is, without you should be mahada, you should give a hidda, penai zokn to side the Kudishim, which is with them is in Chachma. Bermes and the Chasam Soif also explains, Bermes and the Chazal say, you know it's a shiach kam yasik bedini memoinis. The dini memoinis is Chachma. And here we see Chachma is a timbit at the Kudishim, so Emes Nachasum Soiv says the Emes Chachma is in Kudishim. He explains this Dida, but his Masik, the Emes Chachma is the Emes inside the Kudishim. Akapunim, we'll go back to the Mama Chazal. The Shluka says, Kol Eloimet Parshas Oile Ki'ili Yekrev Oile, and Rava says, Kol Eloimet Parshas Oile Ainit Tzudach Le'oile. What's the chilek between the Shluka and Rava? The Shluka says, if you're Maki Bekom, if you learn Hilchos Kabbon, it's as if you're the Makiv Kabbon. And Rava says no. If you learn the Parsha Kabbon, you don't need the Kabbon. The Chol is the same thing. There's a very true term in the Mefarshim to explain the difference between Yizma and Chazal. The one Mahalach which is accepted, the few Mefarshim say this Mahalach. But Emerson, one can be mistaken. What's the Pshat if you learn the Parshas Oile Keli Yekevoile? We'll soon we'll see. But Emerson, we see there's many things that we make. We do Ke'ili Hekev Kob. We don't just rely on learning Hilchos Kabbonis. V'ulai Gedoyle, b'zman shebet ha'meg b'shoi yikayim, b'samas b'chi v'chatos, he doesn't learn the Parashas Chatos. He brings the Chatos. Idach mashma, of course, if one can't bring a Kob, the best thing you should do is learn Hilchos Kob. But Chazal say, Ke'ili Hekev Kob. What does Ke'ili mean? Ke'ili mean, it is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it. If you can't bring a Korban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept this Bimkoy Mekorban. But if you can bring a Korban, of course you should bring a Korban. Lemush, remind of Kemenda. If there was a Mikdash, a person was Oiva Achatos, Esa which is Chayav Achatos. So he decides, he'll learn Parshas Achatos. Then if there's a Mikdash gets built, is he here to bring a Korban Achatos? But Parshas, if I just say, Ke'ili hekim chatos. It's not exactly as if you're makim chatos. Ke'ili hekim chatos. So when the Mr. Migdash is in his time, you have to bring a kom chatos. That's what the Shlokish says. Ke'ili hekim oilu. Rava goes even further. No. Kol aloim et pashas oile, aino tzulech. He's completely put from bringing a kom oilu. Right? Atke dekach. So, the Amazon does bring of where we see in a few places, it's mashma like, we take the shit of a shlukish. It's not completely as if you're makiv oilu, it's ke'ili hekiv oilu. Be'emeson, the Gemara Shabbos of Yid Bais, the Gemara brings there from a Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, He said, Chazal say you shouldn't learn by a candle on Shabbos, because you might be matter the Ner. I'm not worried, I know I will be able to learn by the Ner, and I won't be matter. What happened was he learned by the Ner, and then he was matter. So he wrote, Kishiyuva Besam Migdash, Uvi Chatosh Mailu. I will bring a large behemoth for Kov Chatos, in order to be in the Schapa. So the Shal is, why didn't he just learn the Pasha? I'm sure he said Pasha's Chatos, he said the Kabunis every day, so why does he need to bring a Kabun when Besam Migdash is built? Elumai, what do we see from Shmuel? Or in Bishmuel? Bishmuel! It's only Kiri Hekev Oilu, Kiri Hekev Chatos. It's sufficient when there's no Besam Migdash. But when the Besam Migdash is built, of course he has to bring a Kabun Chatos. The Gemara says in him, when it's brought down also Halucha, if someone eats Chaylev, the Davpai in Yemen, if someone eats Chaylev, fat that's Usa to eat Bisman Hazeh B'Shoigek, he should write down on his pinkas that he's Mechiv Kov Chatos. Of course he should learn Parshas Chatos, but he's not put. So we see from there, it's Ki'ili, but it's not Mamish, as if you would have bought the Kov. There is even a bigger Chiddush, also on this line, that all the Kabunas Tzibur, the Chazal were Mechiv, that the Klal Yisrael were Mechiv to bring Bizman Agulis. For example, we're Mechiv to bring the last 2,000 years Tmidim, every single day to Tmidim. We're Mechiv to bring Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Kabunas Tzibur. We will all be Mashlamit Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash will be built. Why? Because even though we davened Misif, even though we said the Tmidim, it's not Kelim HaMakir. Of course, it's a big Chiddush, because Pashas, we know the Gemara says, Ovazmanoi, Butl Kabunoi. It's past of Azish, the Asura Mamula, the Mami Pana, says, Ad Kedei Kach. So we see from him also, it's not Mamash Kelim HaMakir the Kov. And the Mnai Sas explains, that's why in Misif, there's a few, two Gersuas. One Gers is, we say, when Misif Midosh became, as Misif is Chiddush, Hazei Nasa V'Nakir Lefanechu. This is Chodesh will be makif you. This carbon is Chodesh. And Mavashim to say the word Zeh is a tuas. Because this is Chodesh carbon you can't bring. This carbon Shabbos you can't bring. So Nai Sasa says no. According to the Mami Panoi, the Lewis said law will be bemashed to all the carbonas. It's Shach to say Zeh. Because this carbon of this today, this Shabbos, this is Chodesh, we will be mashed to as much as we can. Okay, Bahamasan, there is a Achrua. There is a stick of achruah, which some of us want to make achruah between the different kabunas. They want to say, Be'emerson, if you learn the parshas, the parshas are kabunas, it's ke'ili yomaki v'kov. But we know in the kov there's two chalukim. There's the kov on the mizbeach, which you bring to the Bein Shlena, and there's the chaylik, achines kahanim. Chazal say, kahanim oichel mibar le'mischapim. Part of the kapuna which a person gets, it's from what the Kahanim eat the Kov. So they say like this. The Chelik which goes on the Mizbayach, if you learn the Parsha, it's Mamash Kili Yomakif. You don't eat anything. You don't have to bring it again. That's Mamash Nechshav, Kappa Kodesh Baruchi, Kili Yikif. But the Chelik, the Kahanim should eat, Kahanim Oichim, it's schwer to say that learning a Kov, you could say the Kahanim ate. Kahanim is in the Busa Vedam. Kahanim is in the Margish of Tam Busa. How could you say through learning the Pasha is clearly the Kahanim ate the Busa? So therefore, is a chili between the Kabbalists. Kav Oile, which is Kele Kulel, which goes on the Mizbayach, that's Mamish Ke'ili, you're making the Kav. If you're Machiv Oile, you can be Yoitz with the learning. Want to be Machap al Hira? Which is the oil is machap on the person wanted to do an avaida. You learn the pashas oil, he doesn't need to bring a kov oil later on. But he goes, oy va avaida shechayv chatos. He needs to have the chaylik. The kahal need to eat the busa. You can't say to learn toy the kili the kahal made the busa. There's no raya from the gemur in Shabbos, because the gemur in Shabbos of Yishmul ben Yishmul was oy va is a chatos. It is a chatos. You need to mamash bring the kov, because the kahal need to eat the kov. Mashayin kain oile, you can be yoitza just with say. Meile, Moshez Yaakov answers with this, the kasha of the Mugen Avnon. There is a halach in the Gemara, if someone brings a chatos with the oile, he brings a chatos first. A chatos comes before oile, b'derech klal. A chatos comes before oile. Ask the Mugen Avnon, a kasha nishalti, how he was asked. If you look in Shechanu, the Simen Aleph, it says, when you read the parsha of the Kabunas each day, you should say Parshas Oile and Parshas Chatos. So first Oile, then Chatos. Ask the Mugen Avraham, you're saying now the Parshas Oile and Chatos because you want to bring a Korb. So you should go with the side that you bring a Korb. First you bring a Korb Chatos, then you bring a Korb Oile. Why does it say Korb Oile before Chatos? So she's Yaakov, answer the Vidas he sought. Usually we make the machatos before oile. Masha ain kain, bizman hazeh, when we're reading the parashas, we explain the oile has got a bigger koyach bizman hazeh than chatos. Because chatos, when you read the kum, you don't get the complete kapula. Because you can't be mashlim the chaylik which the kahanim ate. Because toide can't make here the kahanim ate the busa. Masha ain kain oile. If you mechiva oile, as soon as you read the parshas oile, your kapul is complete. You don't need to do anything with the bismah in the sky. Therefore, bedinihi bizman hazeh is different than bizman habayis. Bizman hazeh, when you read the parshas kabunas, we machtim oile, because oile has got the bigger chashivas. When you're reading the oile, you get to the complete kapul. Because the kolaloimet parshas oile, kehili yekiv oile. And that's what we can understand. Why the limit of Zeus Teres of Oile is written Dafke by Oile. Why Dafke by Oile more than Kol Machatos? Because by Oile the Kapur is complete through the Toile. Zeus Teres of Oile. You don't need to bring a Kapur in Oile when the Besamidish gets rebuilt. Mashayin Ke Chatos, it's still missing the Chaylik of Achilles Kahanim, which need to be Mashayin. And Bamison, this is said, that the limit of Kabunas is Ke'ili Hekeb of Kabunas. That's why Chazal was Mesakin, that we should say Kabunas every day, and Parshas Ayzi Mekoyman every day. Even though Parshas Ayzi Mekoyman has got another reason, because Chazal wants that everyone should learn every day, and therefore they should say Ayzi Mekoyman. But this is the second reason is because Ayzi Mekoyman has all the details of the Kabunas, and Kalaloymed, Parshas Oile Vechatos, Ke'eli Hekev Oile Vechatos. And there are a few protodinim in the Shulchan Aruch. One is that one has to understand the parash of Kabunas Yitron says, since one's saying it, Ki'ili at limadat toide, Ki'ili hekev oile, you have to understand the parash of Kabunas is saying. And then there's another machlekes between the Mugen Avraham and the other paskim, whether one can say the parash of Kabunas sitting down. The Mugen Avraham says, since Kabunas has to be nekev ba'amida, as the Chazal say, Lam with the shoulders, any avoid the Mesamigdash has to be done by Mida. Therefore, saying a Kabunas has to also be by Mida. And you can't say it sitting down. But the Mishnah B'riah brings a lot of Choykim, but honestly, you can't say it sitting down. That's the Chaylik of Limit Atoide, which is Kenegat the Kabunas. But honestly, the Chazal say, there's another thing Kenegat Kabunas. Chazal is in of Tfilah. Tfilah is Kenegat Kabunas, like the Chazal say, Mesechtes Bluchas. Tvilas kneged tumidim tiknum. Since we can't bring the korban tumid, we have the tvilas shachas mincha mar kneged the kabonis. Mar is kneged the ivel mepedunim. There were limbs of the korban that can still be burnt the entire night. That's why we daven marim. But the tvilas are bimkum kabonis. And the baris mamash befer shaluch and simon tzadik ches siv dalit. Hatvilas bimkum korban. The tvilas is bimkum korban. Zut the mechaber. Therefore, just like by Kabunas as a Madin of Machshavis Pigel, if a person has a wrong thought, Mishas, the Kabun is Mefagin the Kabun, so also, if one has a wrong thought, Mishas, a Tvile is Mefagin the Kabun. Tvile? Tvile. Tvile. In Echaz Tvile, yeah. Yeah. Then the Mechaba carries on to say that just like there is a din of Big Daikene, Bishas, the avoid the coin was special begudim. So also, Bishas, Tvile is Louis. Louis, the person should have special begudim, lit Tvile. And the Mechaber goes on to say that not everyone can actually practice, bring this minik to practice that special good if it's villa, but he says it's Louis. It's Louis to have after the karta big dikene. There's a certain minogim in society that some people have a special couple for the keeping that in the talis battle couple meyichet for davening. It says I used to think it's a practical thing when they have a special couple. I mean, the master in the Mechab, that when they saw the solution of Mechab, understood Mestomet Saminik, as they wanted to have one beged miyichet the tunnel, could also be this, also some organ go, gartel, could also be, you see, it's miyichet on the solution of Mechab. That's the chayik of Tvile. There's the word of the Rebbe, the Bochel Mezbeshe, says in the Pusik in Tehillim, "Ba'gigi teva aish, oz dibarti v'shoini." So he says when a person thinks what the Mizbayach was like, a person was makir Mizbayach, shtaita was the aish yerd min hashamayim. There was a fire that came in hashamayim and ate and consumed the kov. Nowadays he says that the person has to make the fire b'shas ha'tvile with this lahavas by the tvile that has to replace the fire that was yoded in Hashemayim b'shas ha'kom. So he says that b'hagigi teva aish the b'shas ha'tvile they burn them a fire. Oz that the fire that was once. Now the Bati Boshoini, now I have to replace that fire with my Lushan Bishas the Twilim, Murdikid, Pirish of the Rabbucha Meshach. That's the Chaylikat Twilim. Then there's another in Chazal, which also replaces Korbim, Chazal saying Nimur Chagige, and the Gemur and Bruchas Ninehai. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Roi Kai Mizbayach Mechapa, Va'achshov Shachunai Shal Uda Mechapa Ula. Nowadays, the Shilchan of a person is Mechapa Ula. So, there's also various truth in what's pshat shechone shudem machapa. Why is the shulchan of a person doing a mizbayach and shechone shudem machapa? Rashi explains if you whenever this mama is brought down in Chazal, Rashi says it's because it means if he invites a uni, he invites someone to his table, and then the food that he gives to the guest at his table is considered like a kom. That portion he gives to the guest is considered as able to be a kom, and therefore it's brought down just like by it says by a kom. You have to be mahada. You have to be mahada to bring the nicest baim you have. So also when a person is giving a portion to the guest is only the sudim that is nechshel like a kom. He has to give from the best food he has in the house. Because it's like a kom, my mama should be like a kom. That's shechone shudah machapa. And the Shiz Yaakov explains what we explained before that it fits in very well. Because what do we say? What's missing? What's missing with the limit of pashas achatos? The chaylik of achilles kahanim. So if someone wants to be mashlim the chaylik of achilles kahanim, he has to invite the uni to his house. He gives him to eat. He is b'mkom the koyin who eats, and therefore that's how he's mashtim also the chaylik of the achilles kahanim. And there's another which is also mashtim in the Mishnayos and others. There's another way even without the kom, even without the uni. I'm saying if someone doesn't manage to get to, he's also a shitta that loymed the betoida. He learns the betoida and by eating gives him the koyach to do his avodas hakodesh. It's also like a kov, and this is brought down also in the Mishnah Brida. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kif Samach Zayin Sif Hay is gepasht. A person should bring melach salt to his table, and the Mishnah Brida explains why. And Mishnah Dilemu explains it because a table of a person is like a mizbayach, and what he is eating is like a kov, and just as it then in the kov you have to bring melach to bring salt. So also, you have to bring salt to the kov. So explains the Mishnah B'nira why is it considered why isn't considered like a mizbayach? So he brings this pshat because through eating the seder he will strengthen himself and be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the day. Therefore, the achila is considered like a kov, and the shulchan is considered like a mizbayach. The Baratinim says in Parshas Pinchas on the words Kvusim b'nai shuna smimim shnayim layoim. Smimim shnayim layoim. He says is a lushatayves tov shi'en lamed. The gematria 730. So he says, what's the lushatayve? What's the gematria? Smimim shnayim layoim. If you bring two tamidim each day, is if you work through a whole year, how many tamidim have you brought? You brought tov shi'en lamed 730. If you go with shnei sachamu. If you go with Shnei Sachamu with the solar year, then you have Tov Shien Lamed Kabunas Payir. So as we said before, one of the ways we don't have the Kabunas Manazeh, one of the ways is Shachonish Odom Machapa. Shachonish Odom Machapa. Chazal say the we said before the Tamidim were Machapa, and it's also given the Chazal that the Tamidim were Megan Mipnei Oivim. Oivim, to people who used to, the Oivim on Klal Yisrael. So, how can we master that nowadays? One of the ways, so a person eats in his table twice a day, and mash them, the garment of it. So the Kedushin says, Walter Gedevus, Tadach lefunai shilchan, neged tzoydedon. Tadach lefunai shilchan has got exactly the same as mimem shnaim layom. Through Tarech lepon ha-shilchan wa'asr ebon shlem, the shilchan that we eat each day should be like the mizbayach, and therefore it should be ki'ili we'makrev these two kabunas t'minim, t'mimim shnayim la'yoyim, and b'megen neged tzayra, b'megen keged oiv misul, b'yin shesh t'shehul b'zeichet, b'makrev kabunas, b'poyel mamesh, b'mayev yimayin yomem.